Here's the headline. Flatulent cows, sheep, and pigs face the world's first carbon tax in Denmark. I got to say, I think there's really only one appropriate response to this kind of nonsense.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
If you do not agree to my commands, then I shall...
Yeah, the farmers in Denmark need to get themselves a catapult. No, you don't need to throw cats at them. Let's give them the real thing there. So, we were talking about this last night, and Whistler, who's running the board, said, I thought that it was about stopping the Industrial Revolution, right? Why are they now trying to get rid of these animals that have always been around? You know, is it the car? Is it the gas range and all these other things that they've been hectoring us about? It's cows? Seriously? Like I said, you know, they want to get rid of not just everything in the Industrial Revolution. They want to get rid of our agrarian society because, folks, they want to get rid of us. The ultimate goal is to starve us, to kill us. That's what these zero people are all about. All of these agendas, all zero this and zero that, it's all about shutting us down. Whistler says they're taxing farting cows, but I think it'll be the farmers who pay it. Do they think calling a tax on cows sounds better than taxing farmers? Yeah. I guess they have absolutely no shame. They don't mind people talking about a fart tax. just the absurdity of this stuff. It is Monty Python level, and we ought to just catapult the cows right back at the legislature. That's kind of what they're doing when you look at the riots that are breaking out in Kenya. It was eco-austerity, and they said, we're not having any more of this stuff. What is going to be the tipping point? Or the cows? Will the cows be the tipping point? Cow tipping? People have always had these animals. Why are they pretending that this is now somehow an existential threat to us? What an absurdity. Just like this bird flu stuff and their incessant focus on cattle. And Redfield, Trump's propaganda meister, out there saying, oh, it's inevitable, it's going to happen to humans. And it's inevitable, there's going to be 25 to 50% casualties. Well, then, imagine that. If people are going to buy that, then we're going to have to do something even more draconian than what they did with COVID. Because COVID didn't even come anywhere close to it. We had respiratory casualties and that stuff, about 0.1%, just like with flu. And it was the hospital protocols that was killing people. As of 2030, Danish livestock farmers will face a punitive financial imposition of $43 per ton of carbon dioxide. And so I guess my question was, how many unicorn farts make up a ton of carbon? Well, they've got an answer, quite frankly. They've already thought this through. They said that a Danish cow emits 6 tons of carbon per year. But you next need to find out, is that laden or unladen? a tax will increase... and more than double. It'll go up to $108 by 2035. So by 2030, it's going to be $43. Then they're going to rapidly take it up to $108 by 2035. However, because of an income tax deduction of 60%, the actual cost per ton will start at $17 and increase in 2030. So, okay, so it's a tax, but then we give you a tax deduction. Is that acceptable? Well, actually, they've already tried this in New Zealand. New Zealand, where, by the way, they have more sheep than they do people. They have a lot of deer there. So much of that, I think they've got now more deer than they do sheep, because they have massive exports of venison to Germany. When they tried that with the New Zealand farmers, they got the law passed. And then the New Zealand farmers undid it. None of this stuff is written in stone. None of it is in concrete. We don't have to obey any of this stuff. You look at what happened in, this is in Denmark and neighboring Netherlands. They threw Mark Rutte out. Now, of course, where does a disgraced politician globalist go? To NATO. He's going to be the head of NATO. So he's going to still be at war with everybody. We'll take a big step closer in becoming climate neutral in 2045, they said. Folks, this is utter nonsense, and you can spell that with T's or with D's. Either way, it is absolute garbage, and I no longer want to talk to you people about any of this stuff. This doesn't rise to the level even of debate. Just ought to shut them down. Denmark will be the first country in the world to introduce a real CO2 tax on an unreal threat. No, they're saying that it's a real CO2 tax on agriculture, and we hope that other countries will follow suit. Again, when New Zealand did it, it was put in when they had that globalist Jacinda Ardern, and she's gone, but she wanted to tax the cows and get rid of farms. Sounds like that's what you want to do. Yep, that's what I want to do. Right, she's the one. It sounds like you're going to have two classes of people, vaccinated and unvaccinated. Yep, that's what it is. Yep. Well, we got two classes of people. People like her, and then the rest of us, who for at least the time being, enough people are just passively going along and ignoring what is really going on with this stuff. And when we look at this, what is the matter with these people? They're now looking at, we don't need cows. We don't need meat, and we don't need dairy, and we don't need eggs, and we don't need chickens. You know what we need? We need skin for the robots. Full Terminator stuff. And these people are absolutely insane. And big bucks. This is coming from Harvard University, so this is being funded by the military-industrial complex. What is the problem with DARPA and government? Right? These people, it's the same groups of people, the technocracy that wants to destroy our cars, our homes, our air conditioning, our food supply, and yet they want faces and skin for robots. As a matter of fact, this is what it looks like. Look at this. This is really creepy. Here it is, smiling for you. Oh, there you go. And it's got some little manufactured eyes in there. Yeah, they've managed to create a cultured mix of human skin cells grown in a collagen scaffold and placed on top of a 3D printed resin base. Are human-like robots something that we should aim for? Well, PC Gamer thinks, yeah, maybe. They said these staring eyes, why does it have eyes? This rictus grimace, this stretching skin just made me feel rather queasy and a more than tad unnerved, says the writer. I wasn't the only one in the office to fight the urge to torch it all before there was any chance of it being wrapped around a metal skeleton and then starting romping around with murderous intent. Leaving aside the nightmare-inducing robot faces, there's some really good science going on behind all this, they said. Oh, well, it's for science then. Yeah, absolutely support that. At the moment, mechanical actuators were required to make the face, but the authors of the research paper behind the study say that if we substitute them with cultured muscle tissue, it presents an intriguing prospect in the realization of a higher degree of biomimetics. We're back to where Michael Crichton was with Jurassic Park. Just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should, right? That was the whole point of that book. If artificial skin and flesh can be perfected, then it's not just the world of surgery that can benefit, but also cosmetics. Cosmetics? Are we going to have celebrities that look like this? I think we've already got a lot of celebrities that look kind of like that. They've had so much plastic surgery. And pharmaceutical research into drugs administered via the skin. These people can't come up with any reason to do this. Oh, well, we could have plastic surgery, or we could have no way to administer drugs into the skin. You got to do a little bit better than that. So he said, examining the correlation between facial muscle contractions and resulting facial expression can offer insights into the physiological aspects of emotion, leading to new exploration in the treatment of diseases such as facial paralysis surgery. And the Terminator was designed to help little old ladies go across the street. Well, what is the Department of the Defense Advanced Research Projects doing, right? Defense Advanced Research Projects, DARPA. Why are they involved in this kind of stuff? Why are they involved in mind control and brain control and all the rest of this? Well, it's a rhetorical question. These people are monsters, and they're creating monsters, and they're doing it and getting obscenely rich doing it off of us. They are using this, while the city sleeps, as Chicago said in their lyrics. Men are scheming new ways to kill us and tell us dirty lies. Let's have at least one technological advancement that doesn't masquerade as a fellow human being. Can we do that? They said, just leave the robots metal. James Cameron is no mere filmmaker, but he is a genuine prophet of the future, they said. No, you want a prophet of the future? You want to know where this is all leading? Go read Ted Kaczynski's Unabomber Manifesto. He laid it all out there just like James Cameron, but a little bit more explicitly.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to The David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.